advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King. Retard.
You say funny things.
I got a peanut butter cookie, but I'm not going to eat it until after you drink
Oh, good call.
Because it always ruins it. Yeah, I found out it's the cookie.
Well, then let's not beat around the bush.
Okay.
We got a special whiskey. It's Noogle Whiskey from the Barrel.
What's it say?
Noogle Whiskey from the Barrel.
It's Nika.
Oh, yeah, it's K's.
A fancy K's, though.
Yeah. Noogle Whiskey. From the Barrel. Very fancy. It looks like a cologne or something.
It looks like it's sold on a snake oil cart. It looks very medicinal.
From the lovely Dan Beggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His dad, the pedophile.
Whom we met.
That's how he learned today. How to run doggy style.
Yeah. You put all the way through your paces at the gym.
It's a Japanese whiskey from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So way of Hong Kong.
100 proof, right?
From Japanese. Yeah. It looks 51.
Yeah. 51. Yeah.
Something. Something. It's hot.
It's hot, but still.
It's very smooth.
Super smooth, though.
It was like hot in the front of my mouth, like the
I can't even,
back part of my front teeth.
And now it's getting hot in the back.
Mine's hot in the back of my mouth and my chest, not in the front at all.
It's mine was in the front.
It's dry, it's smoky, and then it's got like a little bit of heat.
Not really.
No?
It is dry.
A little bit dry.
The smoke.
I'm getting the smoke at the very end. Like the smoke kind of creeps in.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was at the snow, I'd be okay now.
I'm warm.
Yeah,
my chest is warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. So thank you, Dan Beggs, for the Noogle Whiskey.
It's Nika Whiskey without an E.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no E. That's
no E.
Only when we get the...
The Japanese snipers got out of their tree. I wonder if it was brewed, like if it was made in a tree, in a palm tree.
Probably.
Or out of a palm tree.
Well, absolutely.
You think the people that work at the place say, if you don't know, now you know, Nika.
Now you say Nika.
Yeah.
Switch it. When it's the whiskey name, it's the other one.
Hmm. Yeah.
He just got it. Okay. He just got it. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say Nika?
No.
No.
Oh.
That's like a Japanese racist term.
Exactly.
You can't say it. Only Japanese people can say that.
That's the term that's the term they use for Japanese people who don't climb trees. Yeah.
What are the Australian ones that Brad loves to say?
Oh, abos.
Wow. There's some pissed off Australians. They can't do anything.
What are they going to do? I mean, you're going to fly 31 hours to...
They'll just try to shoot a missile and it comes back to them anyway.
Yeah, they're not shooting anything.
They got boomerang missiles.
We've seen what they did in the war. 40,000 of them died and there was 40,000 of them in the war. So that's what happens.
So I was on Reddit this morning, browsing the Reddits as I do. And saw an amazing post.
What are you doing, Brent?
Looking for a Techo winner.
I already got one from Reddit. From Reddit.
So the post that I read was that the Prime Minister of Pakistan went on and gave a speech, and apparently they were using some variation of Snapchat in order to capture the video and like project it to the nation.
Okay.
And somebody accidentally put on the cat filter.
The actual Prime Minister.
So the Prime Minister is
like the legit feed.
Yes. Oh, and he's like giving this like legit talk to Parliament, and there's just all these still shots of the video.
I don't think they started to joke about it.
Like their Twitter started to joke, and it's like, oh, there's a cat in the Parliament and all this. Yeah, somebody fucked him up.
I think somebody, whoever they had just gotten into an argument, and then he's like, fucking shadow counselor, film me.
Exactly.
And then he's like, fine, dick. He fucking cat filtered him. Yeah. That's perfect. I'd have done like the gay one with the makeup, the drag queen one.
Oh, that'd have been
you
good.
You know, the, I guess I said gay, but drag queen, two different things, but.
True.
Yeah, the drag queen one.
But you know that one.
I'm sensitive. Okay. Yeah. I recognize the difference.
I can tell.
So who's our techo winner?
Oh, it's Julian from Reddit.
That's it?
That's the name.
Are you going to contact them?
Julian from Reddit.
Julian from Reddit is the
Julian
full name?
From Reddit is the name.
Okay.
But they're on Reddit.
So if you didn't know.
If you didn't know, now you know, Nika.
That's right.
What makes them worthy?
I'm part Japanese, so yeah. I can say that, Brent. Keep your round eyes over there.
Yeah. What makes this person worthy of the hot sack?
They posted something about Techo. I don't know. They posted some tacos or, I don't know, some with lettuce and corn on it with some Techo bottle. I don't know. I didn't look at it very closely. I just saw.
So Techo needed some volunteers. I think there was like 80 spots. They're gone. That's like I put out a post. They're gonna.
So what you're saying is don't volunteer don't, anymore.
It's probably too late. If you're listening to this, it's too late.
Right.
I posted another reason to join the group though. I posted it in the group, and it was like there's 80 spots. Email your information. It was just like done. It was like over.
Spots for what?
Volunteers.
They're gonna mail hot sauce to you.
Ooh.
And then you
is
have
it like
sauce.
Is it like one that they already have?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know the details.
This is a testing group. Nice. Yeah. I assume you're gonna get some.
The key
hot sauce.
Is you're getting mailed hot sauce. Like that's it. You're getting hot sauce.
Almost like our hot sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except not.
It's free hot sauce. You just got
to so for the next 40 weeks, we don't have to give away a hot sack.
No.
Oh.
No.
They're going to get mailed at one time.
Yeah.
And that was El Yucateco's thing, not ours.
Oh, that's true.
I'd say we give away two hot sacks.
you better come up with something to give them. Stock is low. I think that person's getting a hat. Yeah. I don't know who the next.
Who wants a bottle of whiskey?
We start giving away the whiskey.
We got stuff.
That's when our last episode's over.
It is. You did say it's whiskey.
We could do that. It could be the thing where like you have to keep mailing us whiskey because we're giving away a bottle a week. And when we're out of whiskey, the podcast is over.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
So they have to keep refilling the bottle.
Or we just need to
and we give them away.
We just need to drink a bottle a week. And
if they're empty or they're gone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Huh. That'd be rough.
That'd be hard to do.
Yeah. It'd be
a solid year of disaster. Yeah.
What's his name? Chris. What's that guy's name? The one that's always drunk.
Chris. Oh, that's a popcorn.
Popcorn Sutton. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brent Van Tassel.
No.
No, the other one. Chris. Oh, fuck. I forget his last name. He gave us Popcorn Sutton. Yeah, he could do it for sure.
Yeah, he could do it.
He still listens, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's at. I think it's behind a fucking.
It's on the bottom.
L. Ron Hubbard. Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, it might be.
I don't know that his name's on it, though. I think that was like.
Before you started putting names?
Maybe. There's a couple bottles with no names. Oh, I thought I'd never forget.
There you
go. Bottle has no name.
Yeah. But then 9/11 happened and I can't remember the whiskey now.
Right.
What you got?
I got a cookie.
Yeah.
Now I can eat it.
That's right. Because you drank the whiskey.
Drank the whiskey.
It's going to be crumbly.
It's probably crumbly.
It looks crumbly.
It's going to be a disaster. Crumbly. Yeah.
Very crumbly.
It's going to be on your beard. It's going to be three gifts made. It's like dust. He's got peanut butter dusted. I'm fucking hot, man.
Yeah, it's rough down here. Oof. It's not even super hot outside. That's why I'm surprised why it's so hot.
It's humid. Brent said it's whiskey humid in here because we have 700 bottles.
Yeah, Brad was like, fuck, it's humid here. I was like, that's impossible. There's no water down there. There's no liquid. And I was like, wait, there's whiskey.
Yeah.
Is it whiskey humid?
We're basking in whiskey humidity. Yeah.
It's sweating.
It is hot. It is humid.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I feel like.
You're going to get pulled over because we just smell like fucking.
I feel like we're in like Florida.
It does feel humidity. Like it's thick in here.
I can't breathe.
Thick and moist.
Hmm.
Like a brownie.
If this was a cake, it'd be good.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
It's cake.
So it's Monday. How was your Father's Day?
It was good. Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yep.
I guess we could have said that on Friday and did it early, but we don't do that. We like to do it late.
That's
not how it works. We might not have made it to Father's Day.
Exactly.
That would have been the shit if we would have said Happy Father's Day and then the world ended on Saturday.
Right.
It's like our fault. We can't have that.
Plus, we exist outside of time.
Yeah. I worked all weekend. I worked all on the house all weekend.
Well, that's very fatherly.
Fucking, yeah. Yeah.
Very fatherly. Fucking,
CJ's on vacation, so I'm alone all week.
Yeah.
So it was nice. He was sort of here today. I was like studying between computer repairs, but it's
the
been
real question
slammed.
Is, are you alone all week or are you lonely all week?
Both.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm always lonely.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, crumbly.
Crumbly bumbly.
What are we talking about, Uncle Dave? What time is it?
The Olympic bombing from 1996. And we debated what to call it because the Olympic bombing is sort of one event of many involving a guy named Eric Rudolph. But if we called it Eric Rudolph, nobody would have a fucking clue.
Maybe
what the episode was about.
Well, some of our listeners would.
But so, and I remember this. I was in college and I was up late studying and the TV was on and I remember it cutting to the
CJ explosion. Was stationed in Georgia and some of like the people on his base went to go like take care of this.
I was too young. Yeah. I was skateboarding.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah, I do remember it. And even when I watched all the videos of the explosion happen, because there's that one video that captures it. That's, I forget, Australian or some other country was recording an American Olympian at this. Because it happened at this Centennial Park.
But it happened at midnight. What were they filming then?
They were just an interview with this person. But so they had a place in the center of the Olympic Village or something called Centennial Park. Mm-hmm. And they had concerts there every night and the Olympians would go and hang out.
That's where they all fuck.
That's where they all fuck. It was just giant orgy.
Giant orgy.
And they would get...
it's almost like you're giant orangey. It's different.
Kind of. Yeah, it's different.
It's the root term gynorgy. It's just vagina orgy. It's all lesbians hot scissoring.
Yeah.
It's called the gynorgy.
Yeah.
You're doing jai, it's guy. That's where the confusion happened.
Right. Yeah. So, but yeah, there's video of it and she's being interviewed and the explosion happens and you see her like shit her meal and creep off the camera.
Shit her meal.
that's a ghetto boys term.
Apparently.
I didn't realize it was in my lexicon until it just stumbled.
Someone called me.
It just dropped.
Yeah.
It fucking made its debut album fucking right here.
One of my customers called me a techno weenie today. Techno weenie.
What the fuck?
He said, you're a techno weenie. Let me ask you some questions. I was like,
that sounds offensive, sir.
Are we supposed to fight?
Am I
supposed to put my dick on the cupboard?
Are we going to put techno music on techno and weenie. Fight? Yeah.
Thump.
Yeah. Does my dick have a strobe light?
My dick's all about the QWERTY.
I put radium sticks inside my pee hole.
It's good. Yeah. Therapeutic. So
my dick has 16 gigs of RAM.
Really?
Yeah. It's upgradable. It is upgradable. To 32.
Six cups. So yesterday, dude.
It's
all about the gigabytes now.
So this is on July 27th.
Mine's in a solid state.
Yeah. Mine's a regular hard drive.
Yeah.
Mine's a floppy.
The old A drive, huh? Asexual.
There's some computer nerds that love every bit of all that.
Oh man. I hope you don't get a CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floppies are 3.5, I think, too, or 2.5.
Yeah, they're 3.5.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You at least have a five and a quarter.
That's right. Yeah. They don't make them like they used to.
And it's funny because it's true. So, bomb goes off Atlanta, Georgia, during the 96 Olympics. Again, it wasn't like during an Olympic event. It was in the middle of the night at a party. Which I kind of thought was some weak sauce.
Like after the concert.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're planning on blowing up the Olympics, like blow up the Olympics, like not a fucking after party. Mm-hmm. That's weak.
He had more bomb stuff. I don't know if he had more plans, but I think
he just couldn't get tickets.
Yeah.
Like period.
Mm-hmm.
Like otherwise he would have blown up a fucking event. Like whatever the big event was, you know, Usain Bolt's going out and running or some shit. Like that's where you plant the bomb, not a fucking
A bench by the concert that no one ever heard of.
Yeah, the Get Bus Station.
Yeah.
Fucking
horrible name for a band, too.
Was it McHandy or some shit?
Something
what was
awful.
It?
I can't remember. It's somewhere like in my notes. But so the bomb blast kills one person.
Oh, you mean Jack Mack and the heart attack? I want the t-shirt. I don't care.
Oh, slap.
Jack Mack and the heart attack. So the blast kills one person in it. Every article says directly kills one person.
I think he was just pissed off at the music, to be honest.
Maybe. I was saving this bomb for later, but Jack Mack is flat. So killed one person directly. One person died of a heart attack running
I saw that.
to help somebody. Right. I think they were like sprinting in to help and they died of a heart attack.
That's because they had gravy blood.
Yeah.
That's they're on ecstasy.
They were. Yeah, no shit. Pumping. Yeah. And then 111 got injured, which is a decent injury tally. But
that's probably when they were running. Yeah, they probably, stampeded each other.
If you try to run from the gravy fondue fountain to the stage, no matter what your physical condition, you can have a heart attack.
So and the main reason that it didn't happen is because a guy named Richard Jewell discovered the bomb before detonation and he started to, and we'll get into more of the details, but this guy intercedes and starts to get people to evacuate minutes before the bomb is set to blow off. And if he didn't do that, a lot more people would
reenactment of Richie's like, get down. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see where the cop crawled under the bench with a pin light and fucking like shit themselves and like crawled back out super slow?
Did they shit their meal?
They did shit their meal.
Yeah.
I thought it was shit the bed. They didn't shit the bed.
They were like, they cleared everyone back and tried to get everyone out of the way. And they sent someone over to be like, what are we working with here? So the dude crawls under there all slow and like looks in there. But they're like, they're asking, is that your bag? Is it this person's bag? Is it that person's bag? It's nobody's bag. And they're like, fuck.
Was this like the wannabe? It could just be
people are drunk. It's a concert. Who knows? Someone left their fucking bag.
Right.
So the guy crawls under there thinking like, it's going to be fucking like a pack of smokes and like some perfume or something in this bag. And then he fucking was like, reek, and fucking like click, turn off the light and fucking crawl back away. It was open on top. I guess you could see in there. And they said, what are we dealing with? Like, do we need to excavate or something? And he was just like, it was like some shit from an 80s movie. He just like shook his head. Yes. And it was like full of fucking, what was it? Three pipe bombs. 3-inch fucking nails and an alarm clock. It looked like the stereotypical
and a battery, movie. Like a lantern battery.
What are they, the big square six.
What are they
battery.
Excavating?
To dig under the bomb or something? I don't know. I don't know. That was just the term that the cops used.
I think it's a term for, am I going to shit my pants right now and I have to excavate and
evacuate or?
No, I think it said they were like, get a, dig a hole or something. And like, maybe they dig a hole and drop the bomb in and blow it up.
Maybe.
Weird. It was the bomb squad guy that was looking at it.
But yeah, and it was in a military pack. It was in an Alice pack, so it wasn't like a typical looking backpack either. Which again seemed like a
that's weird. An Alice pack. It's just mistake. Like tactical looking bag.
Yeah, it's a tactical bag from the '90s.
Yeah, it's Alice's tactical bag.
Mm. Yeah, but again, you're not just gonna put it in a fucking
nonchalant JanSport.
Get a fucking JanSport and put the shit in there. Like put it in a big old crazy military backpack. Like,
I mean, you don't even need to get a JanSport. You can get an Eastpak or whatever they are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so this guy, Eric Rudolph, was born in Florida, which starts to point to the problem.
Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah. His father died and he moved in with his mother and his siblings in Macon County, North Carolina. And he's like, he learns to like, as a child, he learns to live off the land. Like Appalachian Mountain.
Hunting. Fucking apparently.
Yeah.
Impressively.
Yeah, impressively. Even the FBI couldn't believe how well this guy did for himself.
Fucking Rambo.
But he dropped out in ninth grade and became a carpenter with his older brother, Daniel. And apparently when they were learning how to do woodworking, Daniel didn't teach him any of the tricks of how not to cut your hand off with a radial saw. But we'll get to that later.
Fucking radio saws are brutal.
Yeah.
I don't understand the thought process behind that, but I did watch an interview with his mom and she's fucking weird. She was like, oh, it's a conspiracy. Well, I don't know. She said it's a conspiracy. The government framed him, this and that, the whole time.
Right.
She was like, they know that we were a radical pacifist anarchist family. I was like, a pacifist anarchist family? Like, we don't believe in rules, but we're real nice about it. Like, we don't believe in violence either.
Right.
Well, and pacifist, that means why would he blow up?
Yeah, but she said, so the government has, we're all on the list, she said, you know, because they keep that list. So we're all on there. So they're only doing that. They picked him to try to like single out the entire family because they were known in the past.
And what's funny is you think that's crazy. What if it's real?
It right.
True. Like, you know, you don't know.
There's some Men in Black filing cabinets.
And, and he's probably, I didn't know anything about this thing, but there's a thing called the Christian identity.
Right.
And there's, yes or no, he was a part of it.
And his brother with the hand is gay.
That sounds pretty radical.
At the least, his mom was a member of the group and his girlfriend was, but he claimed later that he was never, but it's a white power interpretation of the Bible. It's not a formal church. It's like a set of beliefs that multiple churches would have,
right.
But it's like, it's a straight up,
It's, so it's like the Mormon Bible for white power.
They just add white people on all the Ten Commandments. Yeah, right. Like, thou shalt not kill white people. Like, yeah. Thou shalt not steal from white people.
Yeah. From what I read, Jesus was white, not black.
But from what I read, everything was just like, hate the Jews, hate the Jews, hate the Jews, hate the Jews. Like, it wasn't even like typical white power. We hate blacks. We hate Mexicans. It was just Jews. So,
but Jews are white, pretty much, kind of.
No, they're Jews.
No, that's a. I don't know. I get confused about that because it's a belief system.
They're hot tan.
And it's not a race.
It is also a race.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
It's a very confusing thing.
The Bible is hearsay. So until it's proven otherwise, I don't believe it.
Okay. So he gets his GED. So when he was 18, he spends time with his mom at a Christian identity compound in Missouri called the Church of Israel.
Wait a minute. They hate the Jews,
right?
But he's going to the Church of Israel.
That's right. So Rudolph gets his GED, joins the army. He's in the 101st Airborne, which is like a legit, you know, bit. But he's discharged in January of 1989. Because of all of his wacky tobacco.
Yeah.
So does he do Krav Maga?
I doubt it.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably does. That's the Christian identity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing an Israeli, you know, martial art.
They all wear yarmulkes, but these are white yarmulkes.
Yeah, white yarmulkes.
These are yarmulkes. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
And they went full on. They just cut the yarmulke.
Yeah,
so it's the white cap.
Yeah. But like, he even went to air assault school. Like, he was a pretty hardcore soldier. So, I mean, on top of his upbringing in the Appalachians and out in the woods, he did go through a decent amount of military training, as well, like more than just basic training. He did some more intense training. So he
Timothy McVeigh
somewhat. Yeah. Hmm. Very, very similar. Huh. This guy seems
a little more radical,
a little more wackadoo than Timothy McVeigh did.
He had to get his ideology from somewhere. He must have been that Church of Israel shit must have thrown something through his fucking childhood.
For sure, yeah. So he ends up getting booted from the military, and not long after he starts training to do all this shit. And I guess we should go into his belief systems.
Sure.
Because he's got some
The gays.
Yeah, it's all about the gays. So he wrote a letter.
About the Jews. What's going on here?
No. The Christian identity is all about the Jews. This guy's all about the gays. Hmm. So he wrote a letter in 2005 that said, here, I'll read through it. In the summer of 1996, the world converged upon Atlanta for the Olympic Games. Under the protection and auspices, and again, this is from him, of the regime in Washington, millions of people came to celebrate the ideals of global socialism. Multinational corporations spent billions of dollars, and Washington organized an army of security to protect these best of all games. Even though the conception and the purpose of the so-called Olympic movement is to promote the values of global socialism, as perfectly expressed in the song Imagine by John Lennon, which was the theme of the 96 Games, even though the purpose of the Olympics is to promote these ideals, the purpose of the attack on July 27th was to confound, anger, and embarrass the Washington government in the eyes of the world for its abominable sanctioning of abortion on demand. Hmm. I didn't know it was on demand.
It's like paper.
You can watch it. Yeah,
exactly.
Abortion. What do you want to watch? Yeah. I don't know. Just put on the abortion.
Probably abortions.
Yeah. Abortion.
Put on 867. Channel 867. The abortion channel. Yeah.
That'd be crazy. They have like the surgery channel. You know what I mean? Or you can watch them doing breast implants, fucking hip replacements.
They got bare knuckle abortions.
Oh, fuck.
The gloves come off.
You have to pull the babies
there
out.
There was no latex when this baby was made. There's not going to be latex when I take it out.
Yeah. So, yeah, just swing the babies at each other like fucking, it's like baby jousting.
The plan was to force the cancellation of the games, or at least create a state of insecurity to empty the streets around the venues and thereby eat into the vast amounts of money invested, which again, you should have bombed the games, not an after
or started,
party.
I mean, fucking tool. You could have started blowing up cars.
Well spoken though.
Yeah, he doesn't seem.
He had a lot of time in prison to write that. He wrote that in 2005. So
you're saying there's a lot of red pen went down?
I just think he lives in a culture of reading and writing.
Dude, did you see his time in, well, spoiler, he's in jail, but Did you see how much time you spend in solitary confinement?
Super max? Yeah, it's a supermax.
I was trying to think, like, what the fuck? Like, I would lose my goddamn mind.
Yeah.
You'd either be a genius or a fucking madman. 22 hours or something.
You don't 22 become and a half. Genius in solitary confinement.
That half is just enough to fuck with you.
22 and a half hours. Yeah. That basically, to me, that just means you get out 3 30-minute shifts a day. And you're probably not allowed to talk to anybody. You're probably just in a fucking yard.
No, they put them in like a fucking cement wall, a little bit of fucking light.
Little sun shining through. Yeah.
You get books?
You just walk back and forth. You might in a supermax because it's not technically solitary confinement.
Oh, I guess I'm thinking like fucking like black room. Right. I guess solitary confinement is just, they probably read. Yeah, you probably read.
In solitary confinement, as far as I know, most prisons, you don't get shit. You're just fucked. But in this case, you're a prisoner, but it's a supermax. So you don't get to talk to anybody. You don't get to fucking like.
I literally feel like I can't breathe and I'm like claustrophobic thinking about the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel trapped just thinking about that shit.
Right.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
I'm not bombing anyone.
Well, I'd eat another guy's face just to go into solitary confinement. You don't want to be in general pop.
Well, right. that may be true, but you might almost wish you were running from someone maybe after fucking a year or something with 22 hours all by yourself every day.
I don't know. I'd take that over getting fucking fighting off the rapes.
I don't know. Dicks might be delicious. I guess just don't know.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. They might have flavoring in prison. You could buy them
sprinkle the ramen flavor.
Yeah. That's what they're doing with the chicken packets. Yeah, that's
chicken
that's
dicks.
That's what they got the name Chico Sticks. Yeah.
You know what? I want some Oriental flavoring.
Yeah.
Come here.
So other things that he said, like he's totally anti-abortion, anti-gay activist. He says that him surrendering and giving up all the information he gives up later on is a tactical maneuver because he denied the government the right to kill him. Mm. So he killed people and then he copped a plea deal to not get the death penalty.
Yeah. Kill one person.
No, he killed two total.
Oh,
yeah. He said that
he fucked some people up though, man. There was an interview with that woman. Yeah. And that bomb, well, two different women I saw, and it was 3-inch nails with like steel plate things that like make it directional. What's that called? Where it forces it in one, I don't know. It's a steel plate that makes it one direction. Yeah, we're going there. Yeah.
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 Put those boys back on the street.
He said that the bomb was to fight against abortion and the homosexual agenda.
Doesn't make any sense.
Sure does. No. All those gays were at Centennial Park with that's where they met to create the agenda. So he was trying to disrupt the formation of these agenda.
Things don't make any sense to me.
No. He considered abortion to be murder and said that it was, quote, the product of a rotten feast of materialism and self-indulgence.
So he's against abortion because it's murder, right. And then he murders people.
That's right.
You're a fucking idiot.
He said that it's
for the greater good.
Perpetrators deserve death.
One died
and the United States government had lost its legitimacy by sanctioning it.
Yeah. Abortion, one dies to save millions of dollars. Like it's fucking makes sense.
And he said that it's essential to resist by force. He said, quote, the concerted effort to legitimize the practice of homosexuality in order to protect the integrity of American society is the downfall. And he said that our entire culture should have a foundation of the family hearth.
I see where people like that,
but
the abortion clinic thing used to bother me a little bit when I see people protesting. I don't know why, but I was just like, what are they doing? They have the horrible pictures and shit. But then I think about it from an open-minded perspective. I'm like, oh, that's some bad stuff. That late term shit. That's
late term abortion.
That's tough.
That would set on your conscience.
But like, when they're doing stuff, you understand stuff happens though. Like uncle rapes 9-year-old niece or some shit. Right. Like there's weird. I don't know though. You know, I mean, what do you do in that situation? I don't know. But
well, even a normal person that gets pregnant because they were careless, they're not going to take care of a child. You know what I mean? They might not have the money.
My thing is, I'm saying, I see where people go vigilante on that and like start sniping doctors. I'm not justifying it or saying I agree with it, but I'm seeing where the justification and the mindset comes from. But what I don't fucking get is when you bomb like a lesbian bar. That I don't fucking understand because it's like, who fucking cares?
Right.
Well, like, what is your problem?
It's all that's a problem.
I think they're doing the name of God. Like, did.
It's one of those things. Like, it's hard
saving them.
It's hard to wrap your head around. Like, you know, abortion. It's hard to wrap your head around. It's hard, but it's somebody else's choice, and that's one of those things. If you want choice,
But it's that choice, in their minds, taking a life. Where the lesbian thing, you're just fucking some hot scissoring.
It doesn't matter.
Cares?
I mean, you could fucking raise a kid to just be a fucking douchebag and end up in a fucking prison that other people are paying
murdering
for.
People.
Yeah, I mean, you that's indirectly cause loss of life, or they're careless, they're drunk, they fucking hit people.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
I understand that argument.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is
it doesn't
like
matter if
how
they're older,
they
baby
go after
or
the
not.
Gay bar, though. Like, why do they fucking care what someone else is doing in the bedroom?
It doesn't. And that's the thing. Like, this guy wants, you know, people want freedom of choice. Or freedom of, you
I
know,
think
to
have
be,
some
people
kind of
want,
guardian angel complex.
People want
he's doing it in the name of God.
People want
why.
To be free. People want to be able to live their life and make a choice. But then when it comes down to it, they don't want other people to have choices.
Right.
And that's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, I am okay accepting the fact that me being able to do what I want to do is going to let other people do some things that I'm not okay with.
Right.
But
doesn't affect you.
It doesn't affect me. And it has to be that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? It can't be one. It can't be,
right.
Hey, no, you can't be gay and you can't have abortions and you can't do this and you can't do this and you can't do this, but I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah. But that doesn't,
you know
like,
what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
But sex trafficking happening doesn't directly affect you. You know what I mean? If it doesn't happen,
it can,
to you, but
yeah,
if it doesn't happen to
it
you,
it can, but that's not okay though. Sex trafficking is not like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
so that's how they feel
against
about
the
abortion.
Law. That's yeah. But
because it is against the law someplace. So that's what I'm saying. That's how they feel about that. I just don't understand how they have the same type of attitude to kill people at a gay bar.
Yeah.
That's the part that's fucking really, I just don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. They say, well, abortion is murder, yet they're going to go kill gay people.
Right.
Well, that are harming no one.
Right.
Or
you're also trying,
you know what I mean? Doctors
trying to apply logic.
Well, exactly. And it's hard. Yeah.
You know, a fucking wackadoos.
Like. Yeah. No, and I understand that, but it doesn't, that's why I don't see like people don't get it. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to wrap my head around that, you know, like, and it's really not that difficult.
Right.
You know, it's not some fucking, you have to be a genius level to understand, you know, freedom of choice and people being able to do what they want to do. And if they are Christians and they do believe those things, like that's what was allowed to happen.
Right.
Because of Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? Because Eve ate the
not
apple.
Adam and Steve.
Not Adam and Steve. Fuck Steve. Guy's gay.
So many sound bites out of context on this one.
So
like, killing babies, Adam and Steve, killing the gays, hot scissoring. It's just gonna be some fucking super cut.
Who's cutting this?
Yeah. Someone, because I said it, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Now
shouldn't have said that, yeah.
So, nobody even listens to us. That's the.
So sometime after midnight on July 27th, 1996, Rudolph, with his nose so bright, plants a green U.S. military Alice pack with three pipe bombs surrounded by 3-inch long masonry nails. And it's under a bench. And he.
Masonry nails probably more gnarly, like, because they can go into stone. It's not just about
they're like thicker.
Yeah.
Like they're going to be.
So at some point they say somebody moved the bag.
Beefier.
Like some just random like dude passerby.
People were sitting on the road.
They left this bag right here.
They moved it. Otherwise it would have been in a better position to do more damage.
Like, I need some chapstick. Nope.
Yeah. But so.
Never mind.
Oh, fuck. There's a bomb in here. Put it down.
So
let's
Rudolph.
Go back over here.
I need to get home anyway.
Yeah. Rudolph, with his nose so bright, calls the police. Warning about the bomb before it's detonated.
He tells them they have 30 minutes and they really have like 22
So
18
he dicks them on
shit.
The time on the timeline.
I don't know if that was on purpose.
Why, if you're the police station, I'm like, okay, cool, we got 30 minutes.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
hey, thanks. Bill, finish your donut and coffee.
We still got time.
Head over, there's a bomb under the bench.
But they didn't, they had like 18 or something.
Yeah
Fucking not
so
good.
18 minutes after that, the bomb detonated.
I read that
either the guy was being a dick or he just had a bad timer.
Did you read the thing where it said like they couldn't get everyone to evacuate? People wouldn't leave. So the police, like in their fucking gear, just lined up in a line in front of the bag. And like a bunch of police got fucking blown
up. The shields and shit.
Saving a bunch of the people. Wow. They became a body shield.
Right.
And that's why most of the people didn't die.
Right.
And the police had on gear of some sort probably.
So a big factor is this poor bastard, Richard Jewell.
Mm-hmm.
So Richard Jewell.
Dude, you can watch. You can go to YouTube and try it your best to study this shit and get documentaries on it. And you will not remember anyone's name but Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
They're perpetuating this shit to the end.
Well, here's the thing though. Did you see the movie that's coming out?
No.
Clint Eastwood has written and is directing a movie. It's in pre-production called The Ballad of Richard Jewell.
Good Lord.
And Sam Rockwell's going to play Richard Jewell.
Why are you hating on Richard Jewell?
No, I'm saying the poor guy was the security guard that found the bomb. He's actually the hero.
He finds the bomb. He alerts the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. And a guy from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation calls the bomb squad in, calls the GBI. ATF and, yeah, the GBI.
Seems like a strange number to call for a security guard, though.
Yeah.
He calls GBI.
Maybe that was in the directions. I don't know.
In the direct.
Well, because you can't really call. I mean, technically, you wouldn't call the FBI because.
He's like, I called 711. Why wouldn't I?
It's not a cross state thing.
They don't know. The FBI would get called in.
Right.
You don't just call 911?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He did. And they're like, yeah, they'll be there in 30 minutes. And he's like, oh, fuck, but this needs to be dealt with quick. And call the GBI.
Right. Then he called the GBI. The GBI called the ATF and the FBI. And
because they're like, fuck a bomb.
Right. And they called in a bomb ordnance squad that was the GBI, the ATF, and the FBI that were all close. They got there in time. They were probably the ones who saw that bomb. Right. I don't know that it was the actual police. And it was leaning against the NBC sound tower.
So many acronyms.
Yeah. So Jewell and the other security guards start to get everybody to clear out.
I can't help but picture Jewell actually there.
Yeah.
You said so many acronyms and I pictured Dan Aykroyd.
Oh,
I
don't nice.
Know. I was like, yeah. Dragnet.
So the bomb goes off 18 minutes after the call, but a couple of minutes after most people are evacuated from the immediate area. And then
you
of
think
course,
Dragnet, when you hear Dan Aykroyd, not Ghostbusters, when you hear Dan Aykroyd, what do you think?
I think nothing but trouble. And he's got a penis nose.
That is a weird fucking movie.
Oh, so awful.
Dragnet, though, I told the story on the show. That's what my mom had a bad dream after watching Dragnet. And there's that snake pit scene where they're shoving the drugs in the snake's mouth. My mom had a dream that she was in there and they were like trying to fight the snake or whatever. And she woke up and she had choked the cat, but she didn't know it was the cat. She woke up and had a dream the snake bit her.
Yeah.
I knew Brad was going to throw his dick in there. She wasn't choking a can of Copenhagen. It was a snake. Yeah. But anyway, she woke
up
with holes in her wrist and she was bleeding. And then she was like, oh my God, like
stigmata.
Yeah, she thought she really got bit by a snake or something. And then she looked down at the end of the bed and our cat was just like, like dying at the end of the bed. She had choked it.
There is so much Freud in that story.
Yeah, I know.
There's a snake getting stuffed with drugs. She's choking a snake.
Yeah.
She wakes up and she's bleeding, but there's actually a choked cat.
Yeah, and my dick had a cat costume on it. It's crazy.
It was like a finger puppet. It was a little finger puppet. It's a little one that goes on your pencil or you could put it on your finger.
Yeah. It's inflatable.
He had a staple tape to the front as fangs. That's what bit your mom.
It was hot glue.
Yeah. When I flexed my dick, the arms would move.
Yeah. The strings tied to your pubes. Yep. The pubes were glued to the wings. I'm totally doing that.
The image is just
tell by Dave's laugh he pictured it right
well
away.
I also pictured that you went and got like one of those like sound recording birthday cards of a cat meowing and you took the device out and strapped it under your scrotum so every time you'd flick you'd hear the meow meow meow
every pump
every
pump I take every moan you make. Yep.
Yeah. So again, we've said something like this before, but if you've listened to another podcast that talks about this guy, you didn't get it.
You're not
going to
get that. No.
You're not going to get dick costume.
Cat dick costume.
Mom bites. Yeah. They can't find who did it, the whodunits.
The whodunit?
But they start to look at Jewell. And they think even though she's a capable folk singer, she actually
she's homeless
up.
In a van.
The bomb, the bomb could have been in a ukulele.
Yeah, exactly.
Just as easily.
Exactly. I was trying to do an impression.
Singing, I don't know any song she sings. I just know she has a little bit of crooked teeth. It's kind of cute.
All I can think of is that ugly girl song. I can't think of any.
Anyway.
I kissed a girl and I liked
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
That was not it.
So the FBI starts to investigate Jewell and they say that, he's their guy. And apparently they keep him as a person of interest until they start to get letters from Rudolph with his nose so bright.
Yeah. Because he's like, what the fuck? He's like, right. These guys got the wrong guy.
Right.
I need to let them know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's probably what was up. Because even the
so here's some of her songs though. It could be Bomber, Pieces of You, for sure.
Yeah.
Hands. That could be. This could definitely be
that
related.
Ties in here. We'll get there in a minute.
Standing Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down So Long.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Intuition. Staying Here Forever.
Yeah.
Angel Standing By.
Well, yeah. She's the bomber.
Yeah.
She's the bomber.
Seems like it.
So.
These are all songs about the 1996 Olympics.
That's right. But nothing else goes down. They can't find the guy. These other letters start to come in. So they basically take Jewel off of their list. And
how'd they know it wasn't Jewel sending the letters?
Good question. I don't know. I do not know. So in Sandy Springs, which is a suburb of Atlanta.
The biggest thing that got Jewel off was the fact that he couldn't have made the phone call. Because the phone call that for the bomb saying there was 30 minutes left, he was standing next to some other detective. Phone call was 5 blocks away from a payphone.
And they should have took him off the fucking list right-o-fucking-way.
Right-o-fucking-way. Yeah. It comes in a bag. Right-o-fucking-way. Yeah. Bag of oats. Bag of salt. Right-o-fucking-way.
An abortion clinic gets blown up, which seems to me a better thing to blow up if you're going against abortion than the Olympics.
Yeah. I don't
finding the connection.
I'm trying
to kill profits.
You blow up the Olympics and
because the America didn't make it illegal. And that was the most American thing I guess he could think of. So he was just trying to
it still doesn't put the imprint on blew up the Olympics.
Sometimes
abortion.
It
blew up an Olympic after party because of abortion. Yeah.
It's the attention that it gets. You know what I mean? If I killed the president and then I had something to say about some other excuse me over here. I've just killed the president. And they're like, oh my God, he killed the president.
Do you want to know why?
By the way, I'm not a fan of abortion. I'm against
exactly.
It. Yeah, we should stop doing it.
It's all about the family hearth.
Because of abortion. Yeah, the family hearth.
It was his way of holding the conch.
I wish his letter said something about Zion.
Mount Zion.
He could have just lied.
That's
we could have fooled a ton of people.
Zion would be
put that in there.
Like, it can't be about Zion because that's like a black church. You know what I mean? That's like, that's some. Some Damien Marley.
I thought
Marley.
That was a city in the center of the earth.
Yeah.
That's far
Bob
from the
Marley.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
Farfignugan.
Yeah.
Awesome Pepper Incorporated.
Yeah. So January 16th of 97, this other bomb goes off the abortion clinic. At this point, they're still not connecting these events.
The abortion in Aether 2000.
The Other Side Lounge in Atlanta, which is a lesbian bar on February 21st of 97. So
is
it
called Hot Lips? Is it still open?
It's the name of the bar. Hot Lips,
know.
I think.
Do look at those Googles.
The Clam? Was it called The Clam? That'd be good.
The Other Side.
The Clapping Clam.
And then, a year goes by, and he blows up another abortion clinic in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And in this one is where his second kill comes in. A Birmingham police officer is killed, and a part-time security guard is critically injured. I guess they were both killed.
I think it's the same guy, maybe. I think.
You're right.
Yeah,
he's a Birmingham police officer, and he works nights part time doing security at the abortion clinic. So he gets killed, and then
that one was set up by remote. So they speculate that possibly, and that nurse, I saw her; she got wrecked. But that he saw them and then pressed the button. But I don't know how far his remote works. It could have been blocks away.
So at this point, they start to piece things together, and they realize these are the same bomb.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
they're using the same batteries. It's three pipe bombs,
same
steel plate,
3-inch masonry nails.
So they realize this is the same guy.
It's not Jewel,
right?
Right now,
exactly.
That's what we're figuring out.
It's not Jewel.
It was Informer. No,
yeah,
that's the right timing.
What
96? Trying to come up with some other musical artist. It could have been.
I don't know what Informer. Snow.
Snow. I didn't say Snow. I said Informer. But I thought Informer would ring with
Informer.
You.
Informer.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Fucking Jim Carrey.
Yep.
The Popeye one.
So they make the rainbow connection. They realize it's
Jim
the
Carrey
same.
It's so weird how the universe works.
Yeah. It's the same homemade nitroglycerin dynamite. Same alarm clock, same Rubbermaid containers. Like it's the same bomb.
Are you allowed to
dynamite
say
dynamite or dynamite?
I was going to say, is Dave allowed to say dynamite regular? I don't think he is.
If you throw in the nitroglycerin part and it's a white supremist, abortion
dynamite.
Clinics, I think it's nitroglycerin dynamite.
What if you pretend you're an old black man with
dynamite
with heart problems? Yeah. That's your medication.
You're in the gold rush.
Yeah. So,
are there black people in the gold rush?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
oh, Old Pappy.
You know what their favorite mining tool was?
Was it a digger?
Should you even tell us? Because it was funnier. Like, not
no,
knowing.
I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to look it up. Leave it at that.
Was it your joke or is this a joke that exists?
He just made it up.
Don't worry about it. That was far better than any payoff
there you go.
I was going to get from
you. I'm not even sure what I was going to say.
It didn't even have a punchline. We just gave...
Pan. You're like, what?
Well, it was like still processing, and I didn't want to hear the answer. I was just like, oh, this is not good. It's not going to go good.
That was awesome.
I must know.
Dynamite!
Damn. Oh, was that? Oh.
Yes.
That's the unknown was better than that.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that sucked, Dave.
Thank you. So they end up identifying him. The Department of Justice names him on February 14th of 1998 because of witnesses. So two witnesses observe Rudolph with his nose so bright departing the scene of the abortion clinic bombing, and they get his license plate number.
Right.
So then they track the number. They he was named as a suspect in all of the bombings. On May 5th of 1998, he became the 454th fugitive on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list.
$1 million reward.
Yeah.
And all those reward. Fucking North Carolina and like white power people would not turn that fucker in. No. Nobody wanted $1 million. They said they would help him, house him, feed him.
Yep.
That it's a conspiracy against him. That made me think like, I don't know. Are they fucking with this guy? I was like, no, he did it. But I don't know. It'd be some weird Ruby Ridge shit. You know, maybe they have some fucking patsy that they got sent off into the woods.
Right.
Who knows?
So at this point,
I made a pipe bomb when I was in high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it detonate?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It blew out the people down the street's windows in their house.
I built the strangest bomb ever once. I took a shotgun shell, a 12-gauge shotgun shell, cut the BBs off, and then I threaded it into a pipe and put a cap on the other end of the pipe and then put a steely on the bottom of it. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. I fucking chucked it so it spun and landed on the steely. It fucking exploded with some crazy-ass noise, and I went over and the shotgun shell didn't come out of the pipe and the end of the pipe didn't come off, and I don't understand the physics of how it happened. I don't understand what the fuck happened. It was loud as fuck, and it did not come apart.
I wouldn't. Not have wanted to go buy it.
Yeah. No. It blew up. But
it might have vented past the somehow. Shotgun shell or something. That's weird.
Yes.
That's weird.
So he ends up on the lam, and just straight up fucking living in the
took off into the mountains.
Yeah, takes off into the mountains.
And even locals were like, there's no fucking way he's surviving out there. Someone has to help him. But
except
apparently,
at 16 he lived in the Appalachian Mountains.
Right.
This motherfucker like he was going around foraging,
raised by Bigfoot,
and eating like grain from a silo and digging in the trash and catching fucking lizards or some
shit. So I'm trying to find
Naked and Afraid.
It was some Naked and Afraid shit. But I was like, they had
those
thermal.
People are always pussies on that show. You ever notice that?
The guys are always pussies. The fucking women finish every
That's
fucking
true.
Time.
That's true. Yeah.
Guys quit in 5 fucking days and the women champion it alone once the guy gets the fuck out of their way.
Yeah.
I could sit there and starve for 20 days.
It always
days.
Takes them long.
I got no
finish.
Problem with that. If I had water, I would make it. Yeah. The fucking mosquitoes, I'm not sure. I walked across the street to talk
but
to my neighbor.
But you need is your
day.
Own mosquito net.
Maybe that's
all
the item.
All the girls would love you.
If you brought that item, that might be okay. I just get a mosquito net and sit there. But they always act like, oh, look, I brought my machete. I brought a fire starter. Like, bitch, that's the same thing everyone fucking brings every time. I know they gave
it
to you.
They don't make it. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
But my problem is
they probably have like a little table laid out. And
my
like,
neighbor was
like?
In his front yard and I was wearing flip flops the other day. I walked over there for fucking 20 minutes. I got bit like 17 fucking times on my leg. I was like, I got to go. I'm going back to my fucking house and had to get like cortisone and shit. My legs were eating up.
My wife is allergic to mosquitoes.
She has like a histamine response.
Dude. Yeah. Like,
oh, really?
Giant. Swelling lumps.
Have you seen some of the people on that show? They look their back is like fucking braille.
They look like fucking what's the time traveler movie? Fucking where they go back and their brains are on their back.
The
like fucking underground
movie is
people.
That?
It's fucking
the Morlocks.
The
Morlocks. Yeah, time machine. Yeah.
Brains are on their back.
Yeah, their brains are on their back.
Yeah, no, they just look like polka dots all over, but like completely fucking covered.
Yeah, they're covered in Pokemons.
They look like some of the bums walking around here. Fucking
everyone
bums.
That came and visited the studio this week was like, where's all these fucking homeless people you guys are talking about?
Are you kidding me?
There was no one around. They're like the fucking cooler.
Jesus,
I was like,
Christ.
You guys need
there
to hang out.
There were two of them in carts arguing as I walked in the fucking shop today.
Yeah.
Cart battling?
Yes. Well, and when it's 100 degrees, they fucking hide like lizards.
He's all, that's my broken lamp.
No, it was a guy in the in front.
I got a new...
There was a girl in back with a dog in her cart, and all that she was doing is saying, Smokey! Smokey!
It wasn't Smokey, though.
Smokey! No, it was Young.
That's the dog's name, Smokey.
No, no, no. The guy in front was Smokey because he kept looking back at her and going,
he can't be Smokey. He can't be Smokey. Fuck that guy.
There's a new Smokey.
I got a new business. Anyway, I'm doing cart recovery.
Yeah.
In a trailer, and nice. I'm getting a dump trailer and a cart trailer.
I thought about that.
And I'm fucking rolling up. I'm tasering them. Mm-hmm. Fucking no questions asked. Cart recovery, bitch. Fucking taser.
I like it.
Throwing their shit away, throwing the cart on there.
It's like cart bounty
hunters. You need a uniform.
Let's make a show.
You need a uniform and a badge.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I get one.
Cart recovery.
They'll
cart
switch
recovery,
to like
Jay Moten, and cart recovery.
Tase the fuck out of them, dude.
Yeah. They'll get innovative. They'll switch to like strollers and 10-speed wheels. They'll start fashioning shit.
That's fine. It's okay. Trash recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
fucking on.
He breaks into the woods. One
Where
of the FBI
the
guys.
I am a fucking offended by that shit.
One of the FBI guys.
I'm a fucking
a guy
finder.
Named Agent Sweeker says of his time in the woods, they ask if he had help in the woods. And the FBI guy says, that's what a lot of people think, but Rudolph is such a loner that we strongly believe he simply wouldn't have trusted anybody. He had access to news. He had newspaper articles in his camp. He knew he was being pursued. I don't think he would have made himself vulnerable to being compromised or betrayed by letting anyone know where he was.
But he was
and maybe
like,
he didn't want to get anybody in trouble.
He wasn't
either.
Just that surviving. The motherfucker was thriving. Like he was clean and kind of like when he got arrested and shit, he was like, looked like he had a haircut. Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing that this guy said, and this is on the FBI website.
I would look like the dude from the Burbs that said it came with the frame. The guy that fucking beats the body in the trash can. I know. That's what I'm saying.
They asked Agent Speaker how Rudolph with his nose so bright survived. And he said a number of ways. His campsite had a lot of storage. He had a bunch of 55-gallon barrels buried in the ground full of grain, soy, and oats. There was a granary about 4 miles from there, and he would go there at night. He said he always traveled at night. He would get a backpack of grain or whatever else and bring it back. He filled up those 55-gallon barrels, and he said it was pretty good eating, actually. He also foraged around some of the restaurants, got the patterns down. He knew when the vegetables were going to be put out on the loading dock. He knew how to live off the land, but he also knew how to live off the local restaurants and grocery stores. So he was kind of the world's first freegan.
If that was the first. Had that happened freegan. Yet?
I don't know if that was happening in 90.
There was a whole show 90s. About freegans for a little while.
Just steal shit or what?
No, you know what a freegan is? They go to the fucking grocery store and get like the fucking tomatoes they threw away. And they're like, hey, three of these aren't even bruised. One of them's all fucked up. Throw that one back and take three good tomatoes. They would be like, look at these steaks. They're still fucking red. Like there's nothing wrong with these, but the sell by date. Well, yeah, no shit. But they would show the meals they made and it was like fucking...
Yeah.
Some like super fancy restaurant shit where they had like New York steaks.
Yeah. Their idea is that they don't... They try to live as outside of the consumer economy as possible.
Yeah,
and they basically say like, you know, this like at the end of the day, every bakery throws out all of its bread. So at 9 o'clock at night, this place dumps all the bread. It was baked at 8 a.m. We got bread. Like we go to this restaurant because every night they get rid of their soup and we show up and they just give us the soup.
See, like
they're going to dump
like,
it anyway.
Why
I won't even eat the rotisserie chicken out of the fucking rotisserie chicken thing though.
You know what I mean? Like if this shit happens.
I don't trust their clock.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel uncomfortable. Yeah. That rotisserie chicken, I'm like,
it's still in there from the morning.
Yeah, it's still at the store and I don't want it. I'm like, it looks
you
sketchy.
You go to AM, PM and just, see that hot dog fucking around on yourself.
Shit got put on at 3 a.m. Looks like grandpa's dick.
Fucking bread. Yeah, bread's got weevils and shit.
Yeah.
You guys saw your grandpa's dick, right?
Well,
no. Just, no. It's a movie. It's a line from a movie, probably.
Sure. Yeah.
So
it probably was.
So in the middle of
you're just baiting us, right?
It's a Canadian film. You guys don't probably didn't
Canadian
see it.
Film.
So in the middle of all this,
up north,
Russian servers. Sorry,
March 7th, 1998. Rudolph's older brother Daniel, the guy who taught him carpentry,
He's gay too, by the way.
See, I never saw that in the.
It was on some documentary that I watched about Rudolph. Specifically, not about the 96 Olympics. It was like Rudolph as a whole,
his biography
with his nose so bright.
Okay.
I want to finish with "Won't You Guide My Sleigh Tonight" every fucking time you say it.
No, it's "Won't You Build My Bomb Tonight."
Yeah. So Daniel videotapes himself cutting off his left hand with a radial arm saw.
Dude, yeah. the fucking pull saw, and they put the motherfucker back on.
Yeah.
It can't work. All the little fucking crazy bones and fucking veins and nerves. And he said
it was to send a message to the FBI and the media. Dude, and at this point, I realized...
Wait, check this out. Now he has a really limp wrist, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That shit's just flopping around.
When I saw that he cut his hand off to send a message to the FBI and the media, I realized what the core problem
is. Wait, Rudolph or the brother?
Story. The brother.
The brother cut his hand off.
Brother cut his hand off.
It's because Rudolph got a message to him. He said, I need you to make sure it's hand-delivered, man.
Yeah.
And he fucking got confused. It. Yeah.
So here's the thing. So if the one brother wants to send a message to the FBI and he cuts his own fucking hand off, and the other brother wants to send a message to abortion clinics so he bombs the after party at the Olympics, the real problem here is this family does not know how to communicate.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's like, they really need to read the five love languages.
Like if they at the dinner table, it's like, I fucking piss in your shoe. Like, dude, what the fuck did you just do? Dude, I was asking you to pass the salt.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they have no, like, what message are you sending to the FBI by cutting your hand off? About your brother who's a fugitive. What the fuck is going on?
I was confused about the bomb. Now I'm even more confused. Like, this shit's fucking...
I mean, once again, it's the big attention getter, maybe, but it's like, you're the brother of the guy we're looking for. Pretty sure they would have listened to whatever you had to say.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Probably a phone call would have been okay.
If you're like, hey, Mr. FBI man, like, check it out. He's my brother.
Right.
I want to give you some information.
I want to send you a message.
This is a message.
You could have wrote a letter to the fucking New York Times. It would have been published.
Yeah.
You didn't have to cut your goddamn
hand off.
And you
still have two hands. Yeah.
They sewed it back on. Is there anything about that?
I think he just already, like, he'd always wanted to cut his hand off.
Like the episode of House?
Like, I think he was just sitting there and he was like, this fucking hand.
You ever seen the episode of House?
No.
That shit happens. Like, the guy, it's obviously a TV show, but I'm sure there's people out there like that. But he wanted to have no hand. He cut his hand off and they fucking sewed it back on. And he cut it off again.
Yeah.
And he kept and so House was like, he just wants to have no hand. Like, it's a mental thing.
Right.
He thinks that's how he wants to look.
Right.
And so that was the end result. Like, and then it showed him at the end, he was looking in the mirror. Like, he just had a nub.
Right. I think that was this guy.
He was all fucking proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just he was waiting forever for an excuse.
I'll just cut my hand off.
A friend of his was like, you should do something crazy and send a message to the FBI. I'll cut my hand off. Give me the saw. Give me the saw.
Radial saw though, dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
And ironically, it's a radial arm saw.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking when I was buying saws, I found some of those on Marketplace. And I was looking at them and I was like, oh, those are kind of cool. Like, you can do all kinds of shit with them. And so I started watching videos about, you know, all the things you could do with them because they're just a multi-tool.
Right.
Multipass. The multiverse.
I wanted to say it so bad. Yeah.
And
Lilo Dallas.
And, and then I started getting discouraged because every professional carpenter was like, these are cool, but if you buy one, you're kind of stupid. And I was like, what the fuck? So I started looking at they're fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, they're the most dangerous saw. Yeah. Like, they're fucking wicked.
Yeah.
But I still want one.
Yeah.
The radial saw?
Yeah. They're fucking radial arm saws.
I guess because you don't expect it can get that much closer to you.
Well, there's no guards.
There's
no guards on them. Miters have some guards. The other thing is what's badass about them though is you could do cross cuts and then you could fucking, the whole head turns and you do rip cuts and fucking, I was like, that's fucking sweet.
Right.
That's badass. But then they were like, no, you can use them for cross cuts. But if you use that motherfucker for a rip cut, you're fucking retarded.
You got hit with the fucking kickback on the saw too, right?
Table saw.
I got hit in the rib. You got hit in the mouth.
I got hit in the fucking stomach and it hit me in the mouth. Yeah.
I got hit in the rib and it felt like I got fucking punched. Dude.
Yeah. I was doing the pallet wall. Do you remember my pallet wall in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking the shit turned out good after I got fucking hit with the fucking. Yeah. I am semi afraid of table saws. I don't like to, I still don't have a guard.
I legit just try to have them cut it at Lowe's. I'm like, I know the measurement.
I do too much cutting for that shit.
Yeah.
But no, I was pushing a pallet board through the fucking thing. And I think it hit a nail or something. And
did you have a pallet board this way, pushing it through that way?
No. I had it long ways. So I was doing a rip cut on it and I don't know what happened. I just started and it just hit me in the stomach and fucking hit me in the teeth. And I thought my teeth were either gone or through my mouth, through my lips.
Right.
Like, I was just like, oh, what the, I never been hit so hard.
So fast too.
Yeah. Fuck. I didn't even know what the fuck happened. And, it kind of loosened my teeth. It didn't knock them out. But I had a bruise on my stomach fucking for weeks.
I didn't have a miter saw. And I was like, I'll just fucking cut on the table saw. It's whatever. Like I have a skill saw, but I was like, it'd be straighter if I do that.
Yeah.
And I tried to push it through and it got bound or something. And it threw that chunk of fucking 2x4 right into my fucking
rear. And that's why they make sleds now.
Yeah. It's all
fucking, you make a little homemade sled for it. And
because I realized how dangerous they were when I did set construction.
Yeah.
Like building sets. Cause you have to, you know, you're building everything from scratch, et cetera. And if you took the classes to be able to be on the crew that built the sets at the theater, you had to like get certified in every single power tool that they had and go through all this fucking shit. And I remember we spent the entire quarter, you know, learning how to use every single thing, what the safeties were, all that stuff. And then the next quarter, when we all signed up to build the set, the guy who taught the class was also the guy who oversaw it.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, so yeah, I can do this and do this and do this. And he was like, none of you are doing any of that. Like, our job was to teach you how to do it, and now I do it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Fuck off. Like, there's no way in hell I'm letting you
work. Did you have wood shop in high school?
Dumbasses.
We had wood shop. Did you have that?
Yeah, I had wood shop in high school.
I had wood shop in junior high.
Well, I had wood shop in high school.
Scary shit.
Yeah, I had wood shop in high school, but I think I was just too oblivious to care about how dangerous the things were.
Fucking bandsaws and stuff.
And I think our teacher didn't really show us how dangerous they were. He just showed us how to use it, let us loose. He sat in the corner drinking coffee.
He's got six fingers. Exactly. Like, fucking, you're just like.
But at the college class, they were just like, this is dangerous. And there were like pictures of butchers like cutting meat with all the different saws, which really kind of made you go, oh, that's like half a cow.
Yeah.
Like, and this is just a human arm.
Yeah.
That's much smaller than half a cow.
Yeah, that shit'll go right
like,
through.
Fuck. Yeah.
He had six fingers. I know a man looking for him though.
Yeah.
So Montoya.
Rudolph, with his nose so bright, gets arrested in Murphy, North Carolina on May 31st, 2003. So that's a hell of a fucking
run.
That's
ironic.
5 years or something out in the woods. Eating salamanders.
So a rookie, salamanders, acorns, like whatever you could find.
Apparently, I mean, he's pretty much. I would have thought salamanders.
He's pretty much a ravenous squirrel.
Yeah,
yeah.
So a rookie
eating
police
grain
officer
with fucking water. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Just drinking it like Metamucil.
He's got a camp with 55-gallon drum.
He might crushed it up. I mean, you can make
planes over with thermal cameras and shit. Though, so he couldn't really have a fire. Like,
well, but the FBI agent said that he knew the area so well that he would have known exactly which cabins got used and didn't get used on vacation. So he would like, it'd be pretty easy if you knew who comes when, like you would see that this family only comes once a year. They stay for 2 weeks and then they leave as soon as you saw them. And as soon as they leave, give it 48 hours, go into their cabin.
Yeah.
Like, and if you don't make a mess, if you don't fucking wreck the joint, you just fucking build some fires, clean it up before you leave.
Timeshare.
Yeah.
It's like before Airbnb. Yeah.
Like even the next year when they come back
and Ford are there,
they come back the next year to visit their cabin. Everything's not all fucking thrashed. Then like,
I don't remember leaving ashes in the fire pit. But
he probably fucking left it exactly like it was when he got there. Yeah. No one would suspect it. He'd eat a couple of, like, you could probably eat a good quarter of the food that was in there and you'd come back and say, I thought we left more food up here last year. Fuck, you're not going to remember that shit.
Right.
But they think that was how he got through the worst parts of the winter. And where he would have cooked, like he could have cooked stuff in bulk and then like set it outside frozen and whatever. But yeah, so.
Huh.
So a rookie cop sees him looking through a dumpster behind the Save-A-Lot store at 4 a.m. They think it's a burglary in progress, so they just roll up on the guy and arrest him.
He's burgling the dumpster?
Yeah. He's unarmed. He doesn't resist arrest. They said he was clean-shaven, trim mustache, and he even said afterwards, he said, the first winter was a huge challenge, and I lost a ton of weight. But after the first winter, it was.
He could have done it forever.
I think it stopped him now.
Could have done it forever. Yeah.
There was a dude on Naked and Afraid. They had to tell to go home. He was like, "This is fabulous." He just fucking stayed, and they're like, he stayed over the time. Like, no, it's over. You win, dude. You got to go home.
Nah, I gotta.
So part of the deal was he gets like, oh, and one other thing that I read, he was so vanished. He was so off the radar. No one could fucking find any trace of this guy that the FBI task. I mean, he's a fucking top 10 FBI fugitive. The entire task force almost got disbanded and they almost just gave it to one agent to keep looking for the guy because they thought he was either dead or they thought that he completely fled the country.
Benicio del Toro.
Exactly. Because there was nothing. There was no trace of the guy. And apparently there were two members of the task force who knew the area and knew those people, like knew mountain folk and knew whatever. And they were like, no, this guy's there. Like, he's doing it. He's fine. Like, don't disband the task force. And apparently two FBI agents kept the task force going when everybody wanted to disband it.
And he probably would have snuck into town and bombed shit, but because of the constant pressure of having to elude law enforcement.
And that was part of it.
Yeah.
Because again, that guy, Agent Swecker, said in another quote, they said, did the pursuit keep him from carrying out more attacks? And the FBI guy said, absolutely. Rudolph, with his nose so bright, admitted that he toyed with going after the agents who were pursuing him. We know he buried at least four caches of explosives in the area. He had a 250-pound stash of dynamite above the National Guard armory where our command post was located. He claimed he made the decision not to booby-trap our post, but I think it was because we put pressure on and we kept the patrols going and we kept a visible
presence.
I
wonder, like you're doing all that for like this statement for abortion and shit. Now, you know, like now you're going to go after the agents. Like, it just, all this shit doesn't make sense. This shit's just an attention getter, just some bullshit.
But the Fed said that, like, even when we knew we weren't necessarily going to find the fucking guy, we stayed right where we knew he was and we kept constantly going on patrol because it was going to stop him from making bombs. It was going to stop him from, he was always going to be too he'd have no confidence to pull off another attack. So, he gets tried. He does a plea bargain. He pleads guilty to all charges in order to avoid the death penalty. He gets sent to a supermax. He tells him where all the other explosives are, which is one of the things that saves him. He gets four life terms.
Where did he get all that fucking dynamite?
Did I think he made it.
Like, you sit there and wrap what do you do, like, dynamite with nitroglycerin and shit?
Well, you do like the ghetto dynamite. You do like
sawdust,
you take Swisher Sweets.
Yeah.
And you empty out the papers.
Because I saw a photo of a big clump of the dynamite that they recovered, and it was some fucking ghetto ass handmade looking fucking.
He wrote
dynamite.
TNT like with a sharpie on the side.
Right, bunch of cigars. Yeah. Just fucking, it says Acme on the box.
There's road flares.
Yeah. So yeah, August 22nd, 2005, he received his sentence of four life sentences. Now. And the very next day, he was in the ADX Florence Supermax Federal Prison, where he will spend the rest.
But yeah, he's going to bomb somebody in prison or something, like in Supermax.
I think when you're deadly and you're that good at evading and escaping, and you're already in the Fed's top 10 list, you're going in a deep hole.
When you're deadly and you know it, clap.
It's amazing to me that anyone ever escapes prison.
Yeah,
like it's fucking crazy.
They didn't think people were going to escape the Rock, and they did.
That's right.
Or did they? Yeah. Well, they kind of did.
Yeah. Dwayne
did
Johnson.
Did they live, though?
Yeah, they did.
So that's the story of that guy. He blew up the Olympics, kind of. They really shouldn't call it the Olympics.
He didn't.
They should have called it the concert bombing.
Yeah, the Centennial Park bombing.
The fucking Freeway and the Magicians or whatever the fuck that band's name was.
Like, Jack Mack and the heart attack.
Which, ironically, a guy died having a heart attack.
Running. He had too much mac.
His name Jack.
It was a mac attack.
It was mac and cheese with a bunch of pepper jack on it.
With a bunch of Big Macs.
Yeah, pepper jack.
Yeah, yeah. And he had a heart attack. Yeah.
That's funny. That sounds like a restaurant and something you could order.
It was a Taiwanese camera operator who was running with his camera to the site of the explosion.
See, something's fishy. Something fishy's about that.
It might be fishy because it's Asian guy. But
probably his fish sauce.
But they don't eat cheese. So it was not mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Szechuan sauce.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start. Was he cheese like I don't know. There's like fusion. Can we put cheese on some kind of Chinese food?
Sure.
What?
No, that doesn't sound.
Sounds weird. I don't think it would work.
That doesn't sound right.
Like orange chicken and
no. You shut your mouth, sir.
Broccoli beef.
Yeah, I could see you doing some like a melted cheese sauce with broccoli beef. I could see that happening.
Broccoli beef with hamburger mac. A little mixture.
Broccoli. Oh, you could put like broccoli mac and cheese. Yeah,
Charles Barkley.
Broccoli beef mac and cheese.
Charles Barkley. Charles beef and broccoli.
I don't think it would go. The sweetness. That's weird.
You don't like Charles beef and Barkley?
Charles beef and Barkley.
They're little, the fried dumplings. You could fill those full of cheese and fry them.
Pot stickers?
No. The little crispy one, the crispy wontons.
Oh,
like if you stuff the wonton with cheese. No. Yeah.
I think you could get away with goldfish crackers and egg flour soup. That's as cheesy as I'm getting with Asian food, I think.
That would interesting. Work. That actually
an entire
work.
Cuisine designed not
and
with cheese.
Chicken and biscuits would be good in that, too.
Yeah, I do love chicken and biscuits.
I was sad to discover that there's actually chicken in chicken.
Fuck yeah, there is. That's what makes them so good.
I love that shit.
There's not some generic ones?
No.
Did you figure out how to make it at home?
Yeah.
Seitan chicken. Biscuits. Tofu and a biscuit.
Yeah. Damn it. Seitan.
Satan
that's,
and biscuit.
That's what I was trying to. My wife was like, man, you know, it sounds good. Some hush puppies. And I was like, damn, I had some vegan ones, but I can't remember what they tasted just like hush puppies kind of, but I can't remember what the fuck they're called.
It's the things from Pita Paradise. Seitan. No. Seitan's like that thin, weird. It was like salami.
Seitan's like a fake meat.
Oh, yeah. What's you're the falafel. Puppies?
You're talking about falafel.
Oh, the falafels. Yeah.
They're green, but they look like like hush puppies, but they're green inside.
What'd we eat at the, it was like a bread.
It was falafel. Like a, yeah. Those weren't very green. Depends on the recipe.
They were brown.
Because it's chickpea. It's chickpea flour.
What was the spider llama restaurant? What did we go to in New York?
You guys ate at a kung fu fucking. Spider bites the llama.
Yeah, the llama versus the sheep. I don't know. What the fuck was that place called? The potato sack? Fucking damn it.
The cinnamon snail?
Snail trail. Yeah. That's cinnamon right. Snail. Cinnamon snail trail.
That's the weakest kung fu style ever.
Yeah. Cinnamon snail?
I practice
cinnamon snail style.
Yeah. It's no match.
I'm so slow, but it's sweet.
Ah, for the crane. The white crane style.
My slow victory will be sweet. You keep still. It'll be the end of you.
You slip on my snail trail.
My shell is hard, but not so hard you cannot break with finger.
I know we're all busy, but we should really like Mystery Science Theater some kung fu movies because it would be fucking
great. It would be fucking great. Yeah.
All right, we got a prize for Mind the Pine Gap. Pine Gap, episode 393. Michelle Guzman is going to win a t-shirt for sharing our clip on
boring
Facebook.
Name.
Yeah. You want a middle name? No, I'll start making up middle names.
Like, yeah. After all these fucking names we get, like, you know, fucking, I don't know. We have all kinds of weird people's names.
People do have weird names. People have so weird that Brad can't remember them.
Weird name. Well, they're strange. Like, I can't even.
Michelle Guzman.
Yeah. Very, very.
Kickback is her middle name.
Oh,
Kickback.
I
yeah.
It's better Michelle, than what I'm, yeah. Yeah.
Kickback Guzman.
Yeah.
She's always down to kick back. Like yep. She's like, she's always just chilling.
Kick back?
Yeah. Every time you see her, what are you doing? Just kicking back?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think Wetback's a better middle name. Like that.
That's a good middle
is
name.
Guzman a Hispanic name?
Yes.
Mm. See where you're going with that.
Took you a minute.
Yeah. So that's that. Sponsors. Right. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. If you wanted to get sauce mailed to you and fill out a survey, you're too fucking late.
Why are you even mentioning it?
Just, you know, because then they'll know next time it'll be Johnny on the spot.
Oh, you're putting it in their face.
I want to see it happen in 4 minutes next time. It was impressive though. Fucking lightning speed cult. There are no cinnamon snails.
No.
They're like cinnamon bunny rabbits. No. They're fast.
Cinnamon bunny rabbits.
Oh, yes, my little cinnamon bunny rabbits. Quick to respond via email. Sauce is on the line.
Come here. Jack it on, jack it off.
So, that's happening. El Yucateco Hot Sauce is our sponsor. You can get the sauces at the grocery store. You get it on Amazon. You get it on eBay.
You get my free sauce.
So anyways.
It's a saucery.
It's fucking delicious. Yeah, that's actually their new motto.
Yep.
It's fucking delicious.
El Yucateco, it's fucking delicious.
Don't fuck with it.
Also,
you can't fuck with it.
Thank you.
I like that one. Yeah. El Yucateco, you can't fuck with it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's like that's a double meaning. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
We should get paid from Bobby Salazar because a bunch of people bought that shit.
Bobby Salazar.
Yeah, we got messages.
The Bobby Salazar green sauce.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that shit's good, though. Yeah.
The green sauce is good. The other one, that Gus restaurant, but that's only here in town. Fucking El Capitan. What's his name? Robin, Bobby Jones?
Robin Ferguson's in. Fresno, mm-hmm. And she found Bobby Salazar at Costco in like giant jugs.
Uh-huh,
but it's the red one. It's
you gotta have the green. What's El Capitan's name? Bobby. What's his name? Bill Bob Thornton.
Mike. Close. Mike. Yeah.
Mike. Yeah. Mike. Yeah. He needs to go to Gus Restaurant on Rosedale Highway at the old Shell station. It's just gas now. It just says gas. Fucking super ghetto.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone to Martin's Meats? I went there and bought Deep Pit.
No.
Like ready to go deep piss.
Sounds like a BBC movie.
What do you mean? Martin's Meat sounds like a BBC movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not UK. I'm talking about.
That's porn. Pretty good. But once again, porn. It's a bigger thing. You can't get to it. But thank you, Printer Cheap. If you need printed goods, stickers, flyers, banners, you name it, they can print it.
Flyers and banners.
Flyers and banners at the same time with stickers on them.
Flyers with banners.
Put the stickers on the flyers.
Mm-hmm. You can put a. You can
hold
make a
the flyer
banner.
To the banner with the sticker.
You can make a banner flyer.
Yeah. You can make Bruce Banner stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Bruce Wayne stickers.
And then flyers advertising that you have a Bruce Banner sticker.
And David Banner.
Who's that?
You could put his lyrics on,
who's David
on a
banner. Who's that?
Who's who? David? Who's the who? You
David
can make
Banner
the who
is technically the same as Bruce Banner.
Who is
no,
His name is Bruce David Banner. And in the TV show, I think his name was David Banner instead of Bruce Banner.
No, David Banner's a rapper.
Ah.
I didn't think that was what Brad was going for. An obscure fucking Hulk reference. So
either way, it worked.
You should have rolled with it. I'm like, wow, I had no idea. Yeah. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. We're getting a box of a restock. So I don't think anyone's waiting on anything. I mailed out a shit ton of ID cards this week. So if you got those, post them. But thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. You can check him out across social media, like his stuff, say that we sent you there, and buy his shirts, buy our shirts at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. And thank you to Digital Creations. That is all I have.
So Kylie wasn't married to Mike. You're right. Nick.
Oh, I knew I was right. Yeah.
Nick Vagina Lossy.
Yeah.
That's their new last name.
So. Vagina Lossy?
Vagina Lossy.
What is their last name, really? We have to relearn.
Vagina Lossy. It's always going to be Fuhrer cake stacks.
Yeah.
Fire panties. Fire. What was it? Pancake
know.
Titties.
Pancake. No. I don't know how I got there.
Hell Hitler titties. So, yeah.
They did get married. Congratulations.
Yep. Congrats.
Mike and Kylie.
thank you to Dan Beggs again for that super hot whiskey.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was like hot in a pleasant way though. Yeah, like sometimes like the hot, I don't like the. Yeah.
You're saying it hurts so good?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So I thought it was going to be a lot hotter than it was for that.
Thinking it was going to be more like rye.
Is it Chinese whiskey?
No, it's Japanese.
Japanese whiskey? Because it came from Hong Kong though.
Yeah.
We already covered this.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear it.
It's legally imported into Hong Kong, he said.
Hmm. You guys might have had that conversation with him, huh?
But he wasn't there. He was doing
so. That's a whiskey we can't get in the States.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's like, that might rival the Cuba smuggle that we got on the rum over there.
Right.
I mean, it's not smuggled though. That was illegally brought.
Yeah, but now it's, he did bring it on an airplane though.
Technically this would have been.
Are you allowed to do that?
No.
No.
That's way more liquid than you could bring on an airplane.
No.
Maybe he checked it though.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Clever girl.
Oh, Mr. Dan.
Mr. Dan.
Beg me for my dick. Anyway, we do have a Sculpt Member of the Month. Are you done?
I am.
Okay. So if you want to be Sculpt Member of the Month, you should probably support us on Patreon.
Diana Anzarina.
Is that who it is?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yep.
I heard she doesn't even speak English, is what I heard. She wrote me.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't.
Can't understand what's going on.
Silence. So I got a name tag.
Dave's broadcasting. Apparently.
Is it? Oh, I guess Twitch. It can go on my
desk.
Yeah, desk. You know, because the whole fuck Brad thing is a thing. Like, there's other Brads apparently, and people don't like them.
That's what it is. The whole fuck Brad thing is for other Brads.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, there is. It already exists. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I did get a present from Diane. Diana, can I call you Diane?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are close at this point.
We are close. I've seen inside of her soul. But I did get a present. It's a name tag for my desk.
Mm-hmm.
It's world's okayest Brad, Chief Wolf.
It's nice.
So, yeah.
Pretty nice.
I think her intent was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was to make you further mad. I don't think she's poking the wolf.
She's not.
She's good people.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go that far. It's just now you're just kicking me while I'm down. Right. So anyway, thank you, Diana.
Yep.
Piece of shit. Anything else?
No.
No, you're supposed to have one.
Am I? Okay. I'm tired. If you're on Reddit, go to r/SofaKingPodcast and join in there. Brent did post something on Facebook, but I ended up picking something from Reddit. Just because, you know, we don't always follow the rules.
It's very cowbell.
It is. And we need more of it.
Yeah.
You got the fever.
I do. The only cure is more cowbell.
More cowbell. Yeah. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can check us out on, at Sofa King Podcast. Personal Instagrams, I am at Raised with Wolves. You have Sofa King Brent and Sofa King Dave. Also check out the Captain S_SK Quotes, Sofa King Podcast, Art Unofficial, Hilgenfeld, Jimmy D's Tees, and... Oh, you can take a hot sauce, official. If you're not in the group, as Brent said, you know, we do post things in there occasionally that maybe just go to the group. They're not on the public page. They're not anywhere else. And so even if you're
even if you're anti-Facebook
or don't want to join in the conversation there, like maybe you just want to stay silent, whatever, just
right.
go in, answer the questions. Maybe there'll be some people on there that are your people, yeah. You know?
I heard this, you know, all these other groups. I didn't know there's more groups that are breakoff groups. There's like ton, yeah. Skillet. I just got out of that one where they're like cooking groups. So there's a SK cooking group.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, there's, whatever you're into, there's groups with people.
You know what I was thinking about?
Guns,
I was thinking
cooking,
we should make an extra
loss,
page on our Sova King. So like SovaKingPodcast.com/group and then have links to all those subgroups.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. Yeah. Yeah. There's like smart people group where they go in there and post math questions and they just do the math questions. Right. I mean, it's crazy.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like it?
No,
I don't either. Anyway, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and check out the playlist on Spotify for the in songs. I did read something. Some people don't like the in songs. And you know what? I'm sorry. Not sorry. So
Twitter doesn't like them. We got another DCMA.
Yeah, fuck Twitter. They're fucking racist. Twitter's racist. I don't know. You know what? I say we contact them and tell them they're racist.
Yeah.
How I don't like black people music.
It wasn't a black person that we got kicked off for.
Who?
It was Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
But we got another one.
That's Logic. Like... Logic's black. Almost. Right. He's almost black. So.
I don't know what part I used, though.
You might have fucked up, see?
Yeah. Only matter of time.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
House of Cards.
Stop using music on Twitter.
I might make a whole nother clip for that.
Stop. So go on Spotify, the new playlist, Sofa King Podcast. 2019, the playlist is on there. Has all the music from the 2019 year of Sofa King Podcast. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Is that it? All right. Don't be a retard.
Monster. Need a pussy popper to pop me like a shatter. I smoke J like a Rasta. Me want $1 million just to throw it to my children. Cause they're my little partners, then I need another million. Cause I was in the Benz, but wifey want a Lambo. So I'ma do the hits and not snitch like Sambo. I don't give a fuck about a dish. What's a battle with no hitch? Both you niggas is a bitch. Lil' bitch, I'm versatile, it's ludicrous, but I'm a G. I'm more like Tip, it ain't no king that's over me. I get in anybody's shit. With a rhyme scheme, I need vine zing, cause I'm flamed up, nigga. And I'm 6-pointed on 7-0 for that gang stuff, nigga. That's for oppas listening, cause I got pot, you got a block. Let's get it popping, nigga. Don't get popped with the pole, cause I'm a marksman winner. Walk right up and hit the target. I pull up and then I park it and go ride. Yeah, keep the same energy. When you see me, be the same way. Bitch, you gang gang, right? Keep the same energy. It's on sight, nigga, cause you been blogging all night. Yep, my nigga, keep the same energy. When you see me, be the same way. Bitch, you gang gang, right? Keep the same energy. On sight, nigga, you been blogging all night. Yep, yeah, my nigga winning again. Pinning the illest of lyrics. Not what you niggas appear. Y'all ain't been drilling for years. Most of you niggas is weird. Thinking you gon' disappear. Roll on like Pip and buff niggas get hit with the SIG. Realest of all of my peers. Sending them syllable spears. My mind orbits the beat and shines light through the ears. I'm too bougie for beer. I'm too ghetto for suits. I'm too real for fake, so I'm not fucking with you. Dripping is obvious, dude. Living like arsonist, dude. I set fire to boots, so I wear this ice for you. Liking to likings, full moon and this blood on my tooth. Dolo when I steal, fights groups like the Vikings do. Over that lighted stove, I flip the mic a two. Made a 36, jump man to a 72. Mama had a rent paid, I made all of the moves. We can run it back 100 times, I ain't about to lose. Nigga, keep the same energy. When you see me, be the same way. Bitch, you gang gang, right? Keep the same energy. It's on sight, nigga, cause you been blogging all night. Yep, my nigga, keep the same energy. When you see me, be the same way. Bitch, you gang gang, right? Keep the same energy. On sight, nigga, you been blogging all night. Yep, my nigga.
Keep that same energy and stay the fuck out my face with that bullshit. Don't text me, don't DM me, don't poke me on Facebook, and don't beat me 911. Because you don't get to try to tear me down and then stand next to me. We don't do that over here. Nah.